Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF. Shad and I are chatting with Roger Moss, the president and CEO of Labrador Gold. Just a couple notes before we get into this update, mostly on the back of the news release that came out just yesterday, August 18th, is that I will post the webinar recording below this interview. That webinar took place just last week on August 12th, where Roger and I really dive into the drilling that's going on at the Kingsway project in Newfoundland, as well as the main target. We talk a lot about this big vein. I will also be posting a plan map from the Big Vein that outlines where the drilling and the drill results have come from. That is figure one within that news release. And I'll also post a long section of this HTC zone because that's where this headline number from that news release yesterday came in. The headline saying 44.08 grams per ton gold over 4.28 meters. Now, Roger, take us through this drill result, this wider intersection. I know that captured a few market participants' attention because what we had been seeing from this big vein area is some higher grade, more narrow widths and also some lower grade, wider widths. Now we're seeing both high grade over a longer width. Let's start there. Take us through this drill result, please.
Yeah, okay, sure, Corey. Thanks for inviting me back here again. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And yeah, it was really nice to see those results come in. As you know, we've had some success at hitting high grade numbers, usually over narrower intervals. So it was nice to be able to show that that these zones host wider intervals of high grade gold mineralization. So this was quite refreshing, and I think people seemed to be reasonably impressed by the result, and I think it bodes well for us going forward and for following up on this and some of the other results that we've put out today.
All right, let's focus on that figure one, this big vein plan map. We can see the headline hole here highlighted at the very top. It looks like one of the most northeasterly holes that has been drilled. And again, it's from this HTC zone, which is pretty much parallel to the big vein. Location-wise, take us through the importance of this hole and what it's telling you about these two zones that we're seeing here.
Yeah, well, I think, to start off, We've really managed to identify these two different and separate zones. Now, the big vein is obviously the one that we've targeted initially, based on the discovery of the visible gold in quartz boulders last year, and that one's still looking good. The HTC zone is a little deeper, but it has more consistent, I would say, more consistent higher grade mineralization than Big Vein, which tends to have larger intervals of gold mineralization, but not quite as high grade. There are exceptions, as you can see on that figure in hole 31. That was our last best intersection. It was 276.5 grams a ton over half a meter. So again, it's over that 100 gram per ton times meter threshold that people talk about. But the result from today in the HTC zone sort of beat that significantly. So the HTC zone is shaping up really nicely, and now we're basically figuring out how that zone is plunging, and it may be different from Big Vein. It seems to be perhaps a little different plunge, and we also have the possibility of a third zone. We don't really have enough holes in there to pin it down right yet, but there are a few hits that on this map would be further to the southeast of the HTC zone. So we're going to be looking at developing that zone as well. And I think one of the interesting things about that is you may be familiar with the Lotto zone at Queensway, and we know that at Lotto there are several stacked zones, quartz veins, and we may be looking at a similar situation here at Big Vein.
Well, Roger, it's interesting to see the second zone with HTC coming to focus alongside of Big Vein, and then the potential for possibly a third zone and having those stack zones. Maybe remind people where you're at in the middle of this 50,000 meter drill program. How many more holes do you still have to put in? You know, where are you at in the process, and where will those new holes be targeting that we're still awaiting assays or that you're still drilling?
So right now we're pretty close to 10,000 meters. In the 50,000 meter drill program, and that's sort of taken us over about 4 months. As you probably remember, we started with one rig, we increased it to two. We now have three rigs working full out in the Big Vein area. Fourth rig is waiting for our permits to start working up in the northeast in the Quartz Vein Corridor. But we still have lots of work to do down here at Big Vein. Obviously, we haven't tied these things off. They're still open, down plunge, and we've got quite a bit more drilling to do. Easily another 10,000 meters we would be doing here with those three rigs. The plan right now is really for two of those drill rigs to focus on following up what we know about the Big Vein zone and the HTC zone, and that possible third zone. And the third rig would be more stepping out a little wider and following up some of the hits, like we see. We announced one today in hole 27. Not a huge intersection, but almost 7.5 grams over 2 meters. So definitely something that we would want to follow up. And that looks like it may be part of the big vein as Big Vein widens out as it goes down to the southwest. So lots more drilling to do, and we'll be working at Big Vein for a while the fourth rig is working up towards the northeast.
Okay, so that one hole that you're referencing, that over 7 grams per ton, over 2 meters, that's down in that lower portion or the southern portion of that figure one that we posted below. Roger, can you give us just a little bit more color on this potential third zone? Where exactly is it located?
It's down to, as I mentioned, to the southeast of the HTC zone, probably down in terms of depth at about 170 meters perhaps. And but yeah, like I say, we've only had one or two holes into it, so it's early days for that one yet.
Roger, how deep down plunge are you drilling at this point? I know some of this is you're stepping out along strike, but are you doing some deeper drilling as well?
Yeah, so if we continue looking at this figure one, you can see some of the holes going down pretty close to the Appleton Fault. Now, our interpretation of where the Appleton Fault actually is probably moved further to the west, because I think that at the bottom of some of these longer drill holes, we've actually intersected a fault zone, and it probably is this Appleton fault zone. So we'll certainly be targeting that and drilling down to and through that Appleton fault zone. The next figure, the HTC zone, gives you probably a better sense of how deep we've drilled. The hole 26 is the deepest here that you can see coming through this section. And that's a vertical depth of about 175 meters down there. The other thing to point out on this long section of the HTC zone is you can see there's quite a bit of mineralization, high grades up near the surface there, including the 44 grams a ton that we announced today, and then just below that is a big empty space. So obviously that's an area that we're going to be targeting pretty aggressively, because you can see down that hole 26 down the bottom had better than 10 grams a ton in that intersection. I think it was 15 grams a ton. So there's definitely something to be filled in all the way down to that 175 meter depth and probably beyond.
So Roger, one more question then, and a couple of these questions have come from the webinar on the tail end of that webinar. What about other targets on the project outside of this quartz vein corridor, targeting somewhat similar mineralization to Big Vein? Really, what I'm thinking is high grade is what the listener is looking for, but what about some of these other targets project-wide?
Yeah, I think there are several targets, as we discussed in the webinar, the most obvious being about a kilometer north of Big Vein, where we had those fairly spectacular till samples with up to 311 grains of gold in one of them, and most of those being pristine, which means they're very close to the source. So the targets along the Appleton Fault, both within and northeast of the quartz vein corridor, are primary targets. We would expect that they would be similar style of gold mineralization to Big Vein. And we think that as we've seen down to the south with newfound gold and at Big Vein itself, and now perhaps further north, this gold mineralization seems to be clearly associated with the Appleton Fault. So this is where we will focus most of our efforts. Outside of the quartz vein corridor, we will work further to the northeast along the Appleton Fault. And again, we would expect similar kinds of gold mineralization. And we have indications from soil sampling and geophysics that there are possibilities for that further to the northeast. Now, a totally different type of mineralization occurs over to the west of the Appleton Fault on the west side of the property. And that's associated with another major structure that we don't talk about that much, called the Dog Bay Line. And that has some interesting gold mineralization in quartz veins that are hosted in gabbroic rocks. So quite a different scenario from what we're seeing at Big Vein. And it's not something that we will be focusing on in the near term. But there is the potential for that different style of gold mineralization on the property as well.
Well, Roger, just remind everybody, you know, you're 10,000 meters into the 50,000 meter program. What's the budget for the program and the different phases of it? And how much cash in the bank does the company have to keep funding the exploration efforts?
Well, the cash in the bank, we're very fortunate. We've had two major financings this year. So we've got about $35 million in the bank, so we have more than enough for our planned exploration, both at Big Vein and up on the quartz vein corridor. The quartz vein corridor, we're probably looking at. We've put in a permit application for about 10,000 meters of drilling and about 40 drill holes, and we're looking at least another 10,000 at Big Vein itself, and you know, that's that adds up. But when right now, I think our burn rate with all our exploration, most of which is drilling, of course, is about 250,000 a month, and then we have about 50,000 in G&A. So total burn rate. Is about 300,000 a month. So with 35 million, we're set for a while. And that's certainly at the rate we're going right now.
All right, Roger, appreciate the update. I'll post again all those figures and that replay, the recording of the webinar. If you have any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get Roger to address those, and we will follow up on the back of some more drill results. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of them coming over the next number of months. Roger, thanks as always for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Yeah, you're welcome, Corey. Thanks again.